Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Thanks for joining us. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, a set of channels dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. Welcome to our briefing campaign on modernizing the healthcare data platform with CDW Healthcare's leaders in this space, Lee Pierce and Rex Washburn. Today is episode 4, The Promise of Clean, Complete, and Uncompromised Data for Driving Healthcare Value. This podcast series is going to culminate with an excellent webinar panel discussion with experts talking about how to modernize your healthcare data platform, the right fit for every unique health system. That's going to be on Wednesday, December 7th. Check out thisweekhealth.com/webinars and click on the link to go ahead and register. We want to thank our sponsors, Sirius, CDW, and Talend, for making this content possible. Now, on to the show.
All right, we're going to talk today about clean, complete, uncompromised data for driving healthcare value. When I read that, somebody saw the title and they're like, I want to know what these guys are talking about. And my first question is this a fantasy? Clean, complete, uncompromised data in healthcare. Is this a fantasy? Who wants to take that one?
I'll jump just quickly into that. From a healthcare perspective, I can tell you that any of the data professionals that are probably listening to this, wouldn't it be great if we could say we have an easy button to be able to make all of that possible? But it really is more fantasy than it is reality. So let's be honest. It's not an easy task. It's more of a journey rather than an easy button that we all are on, trying to figure out how to make data continuously.
Lee, is this the age-old marriage of, hey, we have really advanced technology, but we still have a lot of policy and governance and people work to do in order to make this work?
Absolutely. That's part of what makes it hard to get to the reality of complete and clean data. But again, it's hard work. This isn't just a technology problem, right? And organizations, when you look at the number of applications and data sources that a healthcare provider organization has to deal with, let alone the complexity of adding device data and adding external data sets, I mean, even just the internal application data that's generated, it's hard to be able to bring that together in a meaningful way. But there is hope, I guess, is what I'd say. Yes, it's a bit of a fantasy today, but there is hope.
All right. So now they're sitting there saying, all right, don't leave me here. There's a path out. So let's start talking about the path out.
I think, you know, so far we've talked about in prior episodes, the fabric and the modern data platform. And right there are some of the pieces. So, I mean, obviously with governance, we have people, policies, processes, and that's the heavy lifting. That's culture change. That's, we can't buy that. But being able to say, I'm going to connect to data that I just got access to. Maybe it's new device data, maybe it's a new data feed, third-party data, whatnot. And bring that in and join it to a well-governed data set, core data set, maybe from your EHR, maybe from other work that has been done, and it's sitting out there in a nice clean cloud platform. We can now, being able to rapidly iterate that and pull it together is the starting point. Because historically, when we go back to the days when I was building just warehouses, data marts, and was a Kimball disciple, if I had a mistake, I had days and weeks for every mistake that you detected in the data. If I bring the principles of a modern data platform and fabric together, I can iterate a lot faster. Then the tooling that's coming out nowadays is everything's has ML pervasive, right? So there's machine learning being brought to bear on data quality, master data management, metadata management that is allowing us to both see what we're pulling together faster, detect data anomalies, do fuzzy matching between there's Lee Pierce and Lee P in two different systems. We have to pull him together. We see his address is similar. Ah, that's who he is. But ML looking at that can move things a lot faster than I ever could write in code in the days gone by. So that's really that. Those are some of the pieces that are bringing it forward. Just the speed of the native tooling that exists in the clouds.
The completeness of data that we talk about, again, I reflect on the days that I was also, like Rex, building legacy data platforms. And for various reasons, when we touched a data system, you would only bring in initially the data that was needed. That was kind of the best practice is, okay, which tables for this use case do we need for this dashboard that we need to create? Mm-hmm. Let's grab these 15 tables because that has what's needed for this project. Those were the days of extract, transform the data, and then you load it into your system. You look at, and part of, I think, what drove that was also the cost of storage.
Yes.
Look at what the modern data platform these days, cost of storage is, that's the least of the worry in taking a modern data platform approach. And because it is so inexpensive to be able to, if you touch the system, bring in as much data as you think you're going to need for the hundreds of use cases. That's the extract and load part of it. And the ability to load and replicate and set up the change data capture and replication is easier than ever. That was complex code that we had to write in an ETL job in years past. It's almost a plug and play now, and it's cheap to store. So that's one change that I've seen around the ability truly to be able to have as complete data as possible. The first step is you got to be able to access it and be able to load it. And that truly is easier and cheaper than it has ever been.
You guys have thrown out ML, not AI as much as ML, although ML is a form of AI. So this is one of the things that's really changed since I was involved in this. We're using ML tools to look at data, to process it very quickly, and to do tasks that used to be, I guess, programmatic for us. We used to have to write all these programs and do that. And now ML can just do. What are some of the things ML is doing with the data?
One of the things that's also enabling it is what Lee had mentioned is, since we can, ML requires a lot of data, right? And it wants context. So bringing in larger volumes of data into a lake house kind of structure, that's where it starts. Now ML can sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm noticing anomalies in this field, and we have a pattern that this should be a patient field. So why am I seeing numbers in it? Patient name field, number shouldn't be there, those kinds of things. I'm seeing a lot of nulls. ML just at the level of data quality can start detecting things far faster than we could. I mean, in the old days, we'd probably say, if it's a null, go ahead and drop that record into an extra table and we'll go ahead and analyze it at a later date. So we're at least 24 to 48 hours before we even detect data quality issues. The MDM that I mentioned earlier, just being able to leverage ML to say, hey, listen, this bill looks like other bills that are sitting in the system in different records. Let's bring them together. And if ML says this is a definite match, this is all bill, we're good. If it's not maybe perfect, the best MDM systems are also able to sort of raise that to a steward to say, hey, these look similar, should we bring it together? So now ML is making our stewards, our data peers a lot smarter. And it's also coming into looking at anomalies within the data from a security perspective as well. Lee, did I miss anything that you wanted to chime in on there?
Yeah, just one other example of that in the application of machine learning for as it relates to a modern data platform is the cataloging of what data is is available and what data then that you can bring into the system. So the cataloging tools that are available are using machine learning to be able to scan the systems, be able to identify the data, to be able to make inferences around the lineage and the potential relationships of data, even the identification of what data classification. So what data is PHI,
right?
And what combination of data is a problem for PHI or not. That's something where machine learning is being applied in a meaningful way also that we are seeing.
Yeah, the ability to see where we might have risk within our data, just from correlation of data sets that we're pulling together, they may look fine separate. We may have patient names masked and all those good things, but machine learning can identify certain patterns and all of a sudden, boom, we know who you are with even when the data is masked. So being able to pull that together can save a lot of time for security and risk officers.
Yep.
And it's fascinating. Clean, complete, uncompromised data for driving healthcare. I'm not sure we solved the problem, but what we've described is the tools are giving us the ability to move faster, giving us more visibility, giving us an extra set of hands. The ETL or the AI and machine learning is giving us an extra set of hands, identifying things a lot quicker. And almost everything you've described is just, we're moving a lot faster and we're able to move faster, which is phenomenal for healthcare people to hear because we are moving. The healthcare is just moving a lot faster and we're being asked. The data demands are pretty great. Gentlemen, I want to thank you for this conversation. Fantastic. And we're going to close this out in the next episode with data governance framework for healthcare. And that should be a fun conversation. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you, Bill.
What a great discussion. I want to thank our sponsors for today, Sirius, CDW, and Talent, for investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Don't forget that this whole series ends with a great webinar on Wednesday, December 7th. Lee Pierce and Rex Washburn will be joining us along with Jared Nunez, Executive Director, Informatics and Analytics at Memorial Care. We're going to take this discussion one step further by including you and your questions. So go ahead and register at thisweekhealth.com. The link is in the top right-hand corner. And don't forget to drop your questions in the form so we can make sure to cover it in the webinar. Looking forward to that discussion. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.